Bez Hashem continues Shmir Saloshim the Chavetz Chaim Shar Zechira Perik Yud Aleph Shir number 79. The Chavetz Chaim continues to tell us the benefits of a person who is guarding his tongue. Shomer l'shoina, he guards his tongue, and as we mentioned yesterday, he guards his tongue just like you have a guard in front of a building, an office. You see the security guard there. We have to have this attitude, this mindset that we have to be on guard. If we're awake, then we have to be on guard to make sure our tongues are used properly. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Gam al yidei zeh zoiche shislabei shalav rucho dikedusha. A person who protects his tongue, who guards himself to only speak properly, he merits to have ruach dikedusha. As the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Parshas Chukos, Kol man dinotar puma, any person who guards his mouth, velishna, and his tongue, zachi lizlabsha berucha dekedusha, he merits to be clothed with this holy spirit of kedusha. Now, if you'll ask me, what does that mean, rucha dekedusha? And I will honestly tell you, I cannot tell you. I don't know what that means. This is the Zohar HaKadosh. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us it's something good. And if it's from the Zohar HaKadosh, it's telling us that a person who merits this Ruach de Kedusha, a spirit of Kedusha, this is beyond our comprehension, but we have to know this is amazing. Gamevius Atzma Yaldeze Lidei Hashpa Bo'ilam Azeh. A person, this we can understand, merits tremendous prosperity and bracha here, ba'ilam hazeh, in this world. And this is the flip side. The flip side of the person who uses his mouth incorrectly. What did we say? What did we learn about such a person? Unfortunately, it can cause a person's business to go down and to lose everything. It could cause a person to become a pauper, to become poor, if he speaks lashon hara, if he uses his mouth to make fun of people. And he doesn't understand. All of a sudden, he's doing every business deal like he used to. And he was very successful. He doesn't. Why is everything going down the tubes now? And he brings a mechilta and Parshas Mishpatim and the pasuk, U'basar b'soda treifa lo'i seichelu. The treifa basar don't eat. La'kelev tashlichu noisoi. But you should throw it to the dog. La'kelev tashlichu noisoi. L'lamedcha, says the mechilta. This comes to teach us. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeich schar kol biriyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the reward of any creation that deserves reward. Hashem gives it back. And where do we see this? In this passage, parasha. By the way, we have once again a connection in our limudim from the Chavetz Chaim here in Shmir Salashin. What was the last makah of this passage, parasha? We have the second to last makah was Choshech. And what does it say over there? It says, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoinai." And the dog, no dogs barked. And it says by Makas Bacharis that they didn't bark. And this is a praise for the dogs. And therefore, Hashem says, "You didn't bark. I'm going to reward you. I'm going to reward you." The kelev tashlichu nesay. The basar basar, the treifa, that treifa basar, you give it to the dog. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'haloi dvorim kal v'choymer, is a kal v'choymer. Uma im chayo kach, if this is by an animal, is treated this way that he gets his reward, because he didn't bark when Hashem brought the makas. All dom loy kol shekein, a person who doesn't use his mouth incorrectly, how much more so Hashem will reward this person. Hashem will not deny the just reward for any and every one of his creations. And he says further, Gam over kol eis sheshemes atzmai, for every moment a person guards himself from speaking lashon hara, zoiche lidei mailu gedoil began Eden, a person merits a place in Gan Eden beyond what a mansion is. You know, now it's not just mansions and palaces that they make, the billionaires. They make for themselves islands. They make themselves an island. Yeah. There's a company you could reach out to. I don't have the number because I'm not really looking for it. But you could get an island for yourself. Okay, an island is an island. Here, says the Chavetz Chaim, that when a person merits the schus, the siyat shemai, the strength to be quiet and not speak lashon hara, he merits this place in Gan Eden. That the Gra, the Vilna Goyim, writes in the name of the Medrash, she'al kol rega v'rega she'adam choisim piv, that for every moment a person muzzles his mouth and refrains from speaking that which is forbidden, zoiche l'or haganus, he merits this hidden light, which is once again beyond our human comprehension now, she'ein kol malach u'briyo yichayil nishar, because even the malachim, the spiritual malachim, cannot comprehend this reward. Forget about that island, and you won't need a number, you won't need anything. You keep your mouth closed here, you'll merit it over there.